And now, to one of Chopin's most beloved compositions, a work we know as the Fantasy Impromptu. This is a particularly well-known composition because a melody was extracted from this composition, this one. A popular song was made out of this tune. Words were put to it. I'm always chasing rainbows. Judy Garland recorded it. It sold millions of copies. What a pity Chopin was not around to collect the royalties. It comes as a real surprise to learn that Chopin never wanted this piece to be published, and it was not published during the composer's lifetime. Chopin scholars are in agreement that he wrote the work in 1834 when he was 24 years old, but he did not publish the composition. Chopin had a habit of keeping a portfolio in which he would keep manuscripts of his that were obviously too good to throw away, but from his point of view, not good enough yet to publish, and from time to time, he would go back to the works in this portfolio and try to improve them. Well, as some of you know, Chopin suffered dreadfully from tuberculosis, the disease that killed him, in his 39th year. And while he was on his deathbed in Paris, he confided to his sister Louise of the existence of this portfolio, and he begged her to please take the portfolio and all the manuscripts included inside and burn the whole lot. Well, to appease her dying brother, Louise promised to do just that. After his death, she looked inside the portfolio, and there, staring up at her amongst other manuscripts, was the work we know as the Fantasy Impromptu. Now, Louise Chopin was a good enough musician that she recognized the value of that which she saw. But she also remembered the promise that she made to her brother on his deathbed, that she could be trusted to burn the whole lot. What a dilemma. I'm sure each and every one of us can put ourselves in Louise Chopin's shoes and ask, what would I do? She struggled with this question for 10 years and then decided to give the works up for publication. And this rather fanciful title by which we know this composition, Fantasy Impromptu, this is not Chopin's title, of course, it is the publisher's. I think we need to be eternally grateful to Louise Chopin for not burning this piece.